Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Giza Strategies for Success, where each week I bring you a dynamic guest and topic. Tonight our guest is Christy Kennedy, who is from Tallahassee, Florida, and the topic we're going to talk about is In Pursuit of Purpose and Passion. Let me tell you a little bit about Christy. Christy Kennedy is a visionary leader who serves as a woman's beauty, business, brilliance, and body image coach that operates in a multiplicity of gifts with a passion for empowering individuals to live magnificently in the face of adversity. In May 2012, appointed as the Tallahassee Ambassador for Heal a Woman, Heal a Nation Incorporated, she served as the 2012 Miss Tallahassee, Florida for Miss Corporate America. She was crowned in September 2010 as the 2010 American Image National Woman. She is a licensed esthetician, beauty advisor, graduate of Aveda Beauty Institute, freelance makeup artist, educator for Larinum Cosmetics, Smashbox Cosmetics, Fashion Fair Cosmetics, Birmingham Premier Beauty Expo makeup educator, Orlando Premier Beauty Expo eyelash extensionist, and former makeup artist educator for Mirabella Cosmetics and Borghese Cosmetics, songwriter, poetess, recording author, jewelry designer, fashion model, national spokesmodel for fibrotumors, modeling instructor, and beauty pageant judge. Her how-to-makeup videos are currently showcased on Tyra Banks' beauty website, www.typef.com, and fashion videos on ehow, that's E-H-O-W, style.com. She is a daring woman who is unafraid to take calculated risks. Her gift of inspiration brings a pure delight to anyone she meets. Ms. Kennedy believes it is essential to remain steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work set before you in order to achieve lasting success. I saw over 32-plus places that she has written articles, for instance, National Association of Women on the Rise, National Association of Female Black Entrepreneurs, My Chick Mommy, where she is a contributing blog writer, Pink Magazine, and more. Also, she is a sought-after speaker and has spoken all over Florida and different parts of the country. She has done many television appearances, radio appearances, has done some commercial voiceovers. And again, not only has she won pageants, but she's been a pageant judge. Welcome, Kathleen. I'm so happy to have you with us.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. I appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell you, you're a woman of many, many talents, and you're very beautiful, and you've just done so much to help so many people. Why is it important to be passionate in life?
Well, I honestly believe that in order to achieve, you know, great feats in life, you have to have that passion because, one, I believe it's the fuel to get you to the place that you need to be. Without it, you know, we go through life with a ho-hum disposition and not accomplish very much. But when you talk about pursuing greatness, it does require everything that's within you, and that's why you need that passion, you know, the wind beneath your wings, because there are going to be days when it's challenging, and I'm quite sure you know that firsthand, but there are going to be times when you face obstacles. There are going to be times when you're at those roadblocks and you don't know which way you should go, if it's, you know, to the left, to the right. And it's that passion that, you know, allows you to get back up every time you get knocked down, you know, when a door is slammed in your face. And so I honestly believe that I couldn't have achieved any of the things you see on my resume without this passion.
That's great. How does one go about discovering their deep passion and purpose?
I know for me personally, it took a lot of introspection. You know, I journal a lot. I cannot imagine not, you know, living without not journaling. But it allows me to be at the place of vulnerability, at a place of honesty, you know, transparency with myself. And I honestly believe if you can be real with yourself. You it allows you to be real with others and be transparent with others. And so I believe that the first place is starting with yourself, communicating with yourself. We know we have a lot of self-talk going on. And in order to discover that passion, you have to be honest and say, what is it that I really love to do? What is it that, you know, I'll do? We hear it all the time, if no one paid me a red cent for. You know, it's the thing that you won't go to sleep for because it's keeping you up, and you got to write one more sentence, or you got to sing one more note. You know, that's how you discover. And then also listening to others. What are the comments that others are saying about you? They say, you do this very well. You know, I can't imagine you not doing this right here, because every time I see you, you're doing it, or you're talking about it. You just seem to come alive when you mention this topic, this idea, you know, this subject.
Right. What were some of the main obstacles you had to overcome in pursuing your passion?
Oh, I'm still overcoming them, too, from lack of capital, human capital, financial capital, you know, the resources. But the beautiful thing is that they all taught me how much strength I had. I would have never known it, you know, had I not had those obstacles, you know, not having the support there that I felt was necessary. And it causes you to really dig deep inside to find that inner strength that is needed, you know, to arise to the challenge.
How do you keep yourself motivated day to day?
There are days when I feel like I have nothing left to give, because I am a giver. I constantly pour out. It's my passion to see others thrive in their purpose, see them encouraged. I don't want to see any, you know, heads hung down, any hearts drooping. And for me, whether it be journaling, if it's going to a lake, I find great calmness when I go to a lake and really think about life, or oceans really help me to put life in perspective. My friends, you know, just going out, it may be just to a movie. I'll often go to Les Brown and just listen to one of my favorite sermons that he speaks on. It's 100% possible. I'll listen to that over and over until I get my thought pattern correct, you know, and aligned with where it needs to be. And that's in a positive place, that's in a motivated place to keep moving forward.
That's good. Actually, Les Brown is one of my dear friends.
Oh, wow, what a blessing.
What keeps individuals, do you think, from pursuing their true passion, which you call MBA, mental barriers annihilated or something like that?
Yes, I think one of the main things that keeps individuals back, we hear it frequently, the fear. And that be a fear of failure, a fear of someone else's opinion of themselves. You know, that could be a fear of the unknown. They don't know what's to come. If they were to step out and do this thing that they desire to do, you know, they can't really see it. And that's why it's vision, because, you know, you're taking something that's never been created before and establishing it, you know, in this natural earth realm. And that takes great courage. I think
right.
A lack of discipline also keeps individuals from pursuing their purpose, their passion. You know, we get excited. I know for me, case in point, I go up and down with my exercise regimen. You know, 1 month I'm gung-ho, let's get it. And then, you know, after the excitement wears off, that discipline's not there, that commitment is not there, which really is a true telltale sign of how dedicated you really are. And for me, entrepreneurship, I've been doing it for years. It's like breathing for me now. It's a part of my life, and everything that we involve ourselves in, that we have to give that 100% commitment to it.
Right. You're so right. Was there a defining moment for you that catapulted you out of your own comfort zone?
I think I've had several, and I think as we grow, we'll continue to have those defining moments, but one in particular, I always tell individuals that I once had a fear of public speaking, and sometimes I really tear up in thinking about how far I've come, because I was an only child, still am, and I remember not really speaking out in classes, and I was afraid to sing in my own home. You know, I was just that bound by fear, and it literally controlled my life, and if I had continued to allow it to, I never would have achieved some of the goals that I desired to. And for me, it was just doing it, you know, and that's what I really teach people, just do it now, because we will continue to put off to these perfect set of circumstances will arise, or the perfect timing, but there will never be, you know, such a thing. You just have to do it.
Well, you certainly, when I look at some of the places that you've spoken, you sure broke through that and just went up to the top. Well, what were some of the things you had to do to get yourself, you know, getting away from that fear? Were there some things that you personally did?
I'm one of those individuals that I love to read, and I get insight from reading, you know. And for me, it was reading someone else's story, reading about it, empowering myself with knowledge. You know, the more that you know, the more comfortable you become, the more confident you become in a certain area. It's like if I wanted to know more about graphic design, if I study on it, I become more proficient in it. And thereby, ultimately, you know, individuals want to know how did you learn these skills? And it's the same thing with public speaking. You know, I had to learn about somebody else's story, may have overcome different things in their lives, and start modeling what were they doing. You know, a Les Brown, learning quotes, you know, if you will, getting those quotes and preparing. So he said he would prepare. And those, I just started establishing those same type of habits. You know, you model successful people if you want to be successful. And so gleaning from different individuals, Zig Ziglar, you know, rest his soul, when he was alive, he said he would spend 3 hours a day in reading Bible, reading different books, and reading the news. So he was very, you know, well-rounded as it related to different topics. Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, a lot of times when you are reading those things, you find out that you are not the only one that had that fear, that many others have gone through that as well, so you're not really alone.
Yes.
Yes,
I find that very comforting.
Yes. What attributes should an entrepreneurial leader possess, do you think?
Oh, gosh, it's a long list of them. The ones that come to my mind, focus, because you're going to have distractions come up all the time, and I hear it all the time. And we call them excuses, these fine, fancy lies that we tell ourselves. You know, I have not enough time to do it. I have the children, the husband, whatever it is. You know, so you have to remain focused. And even if it's just doing one thing a day, you know, one telephone call a day, you know, there's something that we can do to keep moving forward and close to our purpose. I believe you have to be driven. You just cannot be passive about pursuing your purpose. You know, there has to be a fire inside of you. So that goes with that determined mindset. You just determined to succeed no matter what comes and no matter who goes, for that matter. I believe you have to be optimistic, because, once again, you're going to run into all types of adversities. You know, the odds will be stacked against you. How do you keep moving forward in the midst of that? By remaining positive in your frame of mind, and persistent in pursuit, relentless, you know, all those good, I got to get it, words.
Right. What is the number one question you receive more frequently than any other?
The question that comes to my mind is, how do you do so much in a day, basically? You know, how do you get so much done? How do you do all these different things? And I tell people, they don't all happen at the same time. And once you become skilled in an area and individuals know that you are skilled, they begin to call on you. And then they begin to tell people about you, and which leads to referrals. So for me, I had to initially start with developing those skills and find out what I'm passionate about, what I'm good at, and continue to knock on those doors and create opportunities. One of my favorite quotes, Marva Collins, success doesn't come to you, you go to it. Because initially, I did. I thought if I build this dream, people will just come. And I realized you have to do marketing. You have to tell people you're here, you're alive, you have something to offer. And so now, as a result, I find that momentum has been created because of those initial steps that I took.
What are your mindsets do you think hinder an individual's productivity?
it goes back to self-sabotage and, you know, all the types of, you know, attitudes that I gave for those that need to pursue their dreams, you know, to be an entrepreneur. It's the exact opposite. You know, when you lack the discipline, you lack belief in yourself, you lack belief in your goals, your dream, that it is possible, that it can be achieved, that it can be attained. I believe surrounding yourself with the wrong type of people will hinder you, will keep you from pursuing your purpose. It will really throw you off track. Being concerned with the opinions of others. You know, a lot of times individuals let someone else determine whether or not they're going to go after that dream, if they're going to be successful, and how much success they'll have.
Right. You're absolutely right. How did you decide that being in the beauty business was something you wanted to do? Was it something you always were interested in as a young child, or how did it all come together? Because you really have pulled it magnificently together.
And I can't take credit for anything. I wish I was that brilliant without the help of God, honestly. But I do remember when I was a child, different things as I look back in retrospect. One, me and my friend girls, we had our first business. We called it the Kangaroo Company. We were selling shoes. Two, I would always play with my Barbie dolls, doing their hair. Three, I remember designing clothes, you know, as a part of that. But in the same token, I was a tomboy, so I loved to run, you know, up and down the street with no shoes on, hanging in the trees. So I definitely, at that time, had no idea that I would be doing this years later. But I believe those were glimpses of what my future would behold. Now, I remember getting into the beauty industry when I became an instructor, a modeling instructor for Barbizon, one of the oldest modeling schools out there. And I had to teach on makeup artistry. Well, I wasn't wearing makeup at the time. You know, I was literally plain Jane. And so I was like, if I'm going to teach this, I need to know how to apply it. And so thereby me being, you know, artistry and, you know, driven in nature, I am an artist. It was just one more creative outlet, and I just fell in love with all the colors and what you could do to change your face and enhance it, you know, really bring out your natural beauty. And I began to fall in love with that, and that was something that I could add to someone else's life, because I found that a lot of women did not know how to put on makeup, and they wanted to know. And a lot of times for fear of, you know, making themselves look like a clown, they just won't do it at all. And so that's where the education piece came in. I wanted to empower them to look their best. Not only will I do your eyebrows, do your face, I'm going to teach you how I did what I did so you can do it at home. And that's the whole basis of empowerment. You give somebody knowledge, the tools, to be able to succeed without you.
Wow. After over 12 years of entrepreneurship, what are the new day-to-day challenges that you are encountering?
I believe now more than ever, because the increase in demand for my time, you know, individuals finding out about me, whether they've seen me, heard me, someone referred them, I believe filtering through the opportunities is something that's a challenge now. Okay, what do I take? What do I leave? You know, is it in alignment with where I am, where I'm going? Is it the most beneficial for long-term goals? You know, is it the payoff, you know, for the time that I'm going to invest, is it really worth it, the opportunity, especially because my time is so limited now with the opportunities increasing. Another thing is finding the balance, too, because I am so passionate. Sometimes I can just be tunnel-focused. You know, that laser focus, and forget that, you know, we were created to live. So I literally have to shut it off, you know, and enjoy a weekend and no working, because I literally could work, you know, every weekend. I could work 7 days a week every day.
I'm just that passionate,
but I understand. Yeah. So I had to pull away from it and regroup.
That's good. It took me a long time to learn how to do that, because it's a hard thing. We love helping people and we love to be out there, but somebody gave me this, as we've flown, you remember when we're on the airline, they always say, you know, when the thing drops down, you put it on your face first, even before you put it on the child, In other words, if you aren't helping yourself, you're not going to be able to help anyone else. And that really makes sense.
Yes. Self-care, I believe in that.
Are you still doing a lot of writing? Because you've written some great stuff.
Yes, I am. And I literally just got another opportunity today to write for a young lady. I love to write, and I'm writing for some new blogs. I have to update the resume, and I've just created a new blog, my own beauty blog, that I'll be writing for as well, because there's so many women that come to me for advice, so we'll be doing some writing for that.
Do you have a website for that yet, Christy?
Yes, it's brand new, so we're creating content right now as we speak. So that's going to be renownedbeauty.com.
Renowned with a D-E-D on it?
R-E-N-O-W-N, renownedbeauty.com.
Beauty.com, okay. And I noticed that you have other websites, so tell us a little bit about what they are.
Well, my main website, the hub, is ChristyKennedy.com, where individuals can come and receive.
Christy could be spelled.
What's that?
Spell it out, because Christy can be spelled different ways.
ChristyKennedy.com, ChristyKennedy.com, and that's the main website.
And what will they find on that website?
They'll find videos. My how-to videos are housed there. Articles of empowerment are there. A community hub where they can receive encouragement. We have women sharing their different challenges in life. We'll have my calendar. Oh, you just name it. It's literally packed with empowerment, inspiration from quotes. And so it's a good spot to be if they're looking for inspiration. And then I'm doing niche blogging right now. It's something that I'm focusing on. And as I mentioned before, the beauty blog is one. And then an entrepreneurship blog, wisewomenentrepreneurs.com.
Is it W-O-M-E-N?
Yes, wisewomenentrepreneurs.com. And so we have entrepreneurship articles for women in entrepreneurial leadership.
Great. When are you going to do a book?
I have three books, and we're in the process of, revising them. So they will be available soon.
Oh, good.
That's next on the agenda.
Great. And I noticed that you also have some Shop Now cosmetics and jewelry. What is all that about?
Yes, I've partnered with two different companies. Motive Cosmetics, I'm one of their pro artists, so they can shop out of that store and get beautiful cosmetic products. And also, because I'm a jewelry designer, my time is being limited. I'm starting to draw back from making jewelry, except for when I do events and I'll have a vendor table. That's when I'll put out my custom designed jewelry pieces, but outside of that, they can purchase from Kitsy Lane, and that is on my website.
Yeah, and the link on your website takes them both to the cosmetic and the jewelry, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you're going to be speaking somewhere, that is also posted on your website, so if they happen to be in the area, they could show up at the event?
Yes, correct, on the homepage.
Okay, and again, that is Christy Kennedy, and that's KristyKennedy.com. And everything you need to know is on that site. And her new renown, R-E-N-O-W-N, beauty.com. That is fabulous. What if you were to say something to the people that will be listening to this, of things you've learned along the way, what would they be? The key lessons you've learned in life and business.
Yes. Yes. One of my favorite quotes that has literally been the breath that I breathe, never, 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 never give up, Winston Churchill. And I believe it's what puts me over each and every time, when I find myself in a hard place and don't know, which way to go, as I mentioned earlier. It's that will to survive, that will to conquer, to thrive, to overcome, to never give up, no matter how bleak the situation may appear, how I feel in my body and my mind, to never give up. I think that's one of the main lessons that anyone can take with them, you know, in this life when you're talking about achieving something magnificent and knowing that, you know, that it's, the road is not going to be easy. Because I think initially when I first started, I wanted things to be easy. And I wasn't expecting them to be as difficult or as challenging. And I realized it's a part of life, and it's okay, because in the end, I come out stronger. I come out wiser. You know, I have insight that I did not have before. And I don't have to fear failure, because there are lessons within that failure, you know, and, right. And it's a beautiful thing when you become, you know, a stronger leader because of all that you've experienced in life. Don't take anything for granted. Anybody that assists you and helps you, they don't have to. I'm so grateful for everyone that has been a support. And there were times where I thought certain individuals would have been a support, and they weren't, and that's okay, because of the growth that I experienced as a result, and realized that I don't have to put my trust in man. My trust is truly in God.
That's good. And you're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and YouTube, all in your, in the Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, you're there as Christy Kennedy. But I think on,
Christy Y. Kennedy.
Yeah, Christy Y. Kennedy. And then you're also on YouTube, and it's Christy with an IE, Kennedy Beauty, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then if somebody wanted to shoot you an email, how would they email you?
Yes, info@ChristyKennedy.com.
Okay. Well, I am just so excited. Also, if they, you have something that they get free, if they, an ebook or something, what is that all about if they subscribe to your mailing list?
Yes, we have an ebook available. It's Hope for a Heavy Heart, and a collection of articles that I've written for those that are in despair, those that are looking for a word of hope and inspiration. If they go to ChristyKennedy.com, you can sign up for the email, and the book will be delivered to their inbox immediately.
Oh, that's great. So and we're almost out of time. So is there anything that you would like to add to our wonderful discussion? You've given us so many great things.
Yes, just continue to focus on what you really have in your heart to do, because that's where true fulfillment comes from. I remember when I first started, and my aunt, I had no idea during that time in college what I was going to major in, and I veered off of what was in my heart, and my aunt told me that they don't make any money, you know, the field that I was thinking about going into, and I never want to be profit-driven, you know, I'm people-driven, I'm here to serve. So just remember why you love what you do, because it's easy to lose sight of that. And when we touch people's lives, at the end of the day, we can really smile knowing that we made an impact, we made a difference, and our life is truly made worth living because of it.
Right, and there's so many times people do get discouragement because people tell them, oh, it's a dumb idea, or it's been tried before. And I really believe there are no dumb ideas. It's all about never giving up and always being, you know, true to yourself. Don't you agree?
Yes, yes.
Well,
wholeheartedly.
This has been a wonderful interview, Christy. I'm so happy that you said that you would come on my show. And as you know, the show is archived after, so people can listen to it at any time. And we last week we had about 1,700 people listen to our show. So, and most of them come on at their convenience. You know, people are busy. So again, thank you for being my guest.
And thank you. It was an honor.
And I wish you the best. And I'm going to connect with you on Facebook, and because I'm on Facebook as well, and share the books that you give away free if they sign up. And next week we're back on track on Thursday. And thank you, Christy, for switching to today, because I had to go to a big event last night, and one of my members did win an award, so it was great that I was there.
So next week
we have Linda Catalan, and our topic is going to be achieving balance and success in career and life. And tonight you've been listening to Christy Kennedy.
from Tallahassee, Florida, and our topic was In Pursuit of Purpose and Passion. And you can learn more about her by going to www.christykennedy.com. Thank you again, Christy, and we will talk again soon. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.